Good afternoon. Regardless of what one may think about sports or athletics, there's something terribly unique and special about these Olympic Games. Whether it's the swimming or diving, the wrestling or pole vaulting, the shooting or weightlifting, it's quite remarkable to see the power of the human spirit, the strength and the endurance of the human body, and indeed, the human being himself or herself on such display. And in a world where the power of our humanity is often displayed in horrific ways, hatred, evil, division, disregard, it's actually uplifting and encouraging to see human beings excel, to do something good, to find regard for the good and to pursue it with all their strength. Even something as obscure as synchronized swimming could be exciting. Even going for earthly gold. Hopefully, watching the Olympics can inspire some good or excellence in us. Especially at this time of year, as we shift into the mode of school, or as we enter this season of fall. The readings today in the scriptures would certainly encourage a good pursuit. Words like striving and discipline, words like the narrow gate or being strong enough, they all point for and evoke or call forth from us a care, attention, or direction for our pursuit. There is a relationship between the discipline that we find in Hebrews reading today and the word disciple. And for you and for me who are disciples, who are students, we need to be in the business about becoming and learning, of being transformed. And if we're the disciple of Jesus Christ, it involves being transformed by him. You know, I remember, perhaps you've seen this meme on Facebook of Jesus sitting on the bench, his arm around the young kid, and he said, "No, I really want you to follow me." Not like Twitter, you know, like we follow people on Twitter, but no, I really want you to follow me. Indeed, to become Christ's disciples. It's an invitation to a discipline, to a certain way of life. And the whole gospel context takes that discipline of the classroom and the student and places it in friendship with the Lord. In today's gospel, we see how high that friendship can be, how high the bar of Christian discipleship is. In fact, it couldn't be higher. Because discipleship with Jesus is life or death, basically. There's no silver or bronze. There's no third or fourth place. But in the end, there's only life or death. And it's important that we become attentive to that. In the end, we all die, and we either live or have eternal death. Some people have often said to me as a priest, "Father, we'd never hear about heaven or hell anymore. No fire and brimstone." Well, today might be a good day to think of heaven or hell. They still exist. And so for the record, maybe it's just an annual thing for a homily, but heaven, eternal life with God, communion of life and love with the Trinity, a state of supreme and definitive happiness for which humanity was made. Hell, a state of definitive self-exclusion from communion with God, reserved for those who refuse by their own free choice to believe, to be converted from sin, even to the end of their lives. Two definitions which are still found in the Catechism, two things that are still for real, heaven or hell, and either one of which we will all face. And so today might be good to consider some questions based off of those realities. How's our communion with God? Our conversion? Is there any way in which I am excluding myself from God? Or excluding God from myself? Have I allowed myself to be known and to be loved by God, inside and out? Am I in a full relationship with Him? Or is it more like the relationship I have with my banker, my hairdresser, or supermarket cashier? A once-a-week visit. Could God claim to have not known me, like He does to the person in this gospel today? Lord, I was the pastor at St. Patrick's, you know, in Kennett Square, Chester County, Pennsylvania, United States of America, the world you created. Is there any way He could claim not to have known us? Important questions for our consideration. How important it is to make ourselves known to Him, to assume that He knows nothing, and like His son or daughter, to be able to turn to the Father every day. Hey, Daddy, God, here's what's happening. Here's what's going on. And even more so, how important to consider our call, our situation. And the situation is this, that each and every one of you qualify for eternal life. A lot of athletes couldn't qualify for the Olympics, but every human being qualifies for eternal life. Loved and willed by God, we are intended by God to be with Him now and forever. That's incredible news. It's incredible that we were made to live forever. What does it mean? Well, it means we can begin to walk with Him and live with Him now. To be with Him. To grow in communion and likeness with Him and others. To know His friendship, His mercy, and to live in the truth. To reach our full potential. My friends, that's what it's about. And to use this time well, to be well, and to pursue that which is excellent. The world could use that. We could use it. And God, who is a generous giver, is constantly giving. This week, let us recognize that. Let us thank Him for it. And let us pursue that good, which is beyond this world, which is a good that God intends for each one of us. Let's help each other along in the way of goodness, excellence, and truth. God bless you.